Spin me like I have already spoken, like a spoke holds its tension.
Ah, the marvelous sound of Evelyn Perry and She Rides. Good morning, Bike Bunnies. You're listening to a relaunch of Totally Spoked on CICK 93.9 FM in Smithers, BC, and I'm your host, Christine Bruce. I'm really excited to be back in the saddle, because from now until the Christmas holidays, we'll be considering the value of an active transportation plan in Smithers, and how well they're working in other parts of the world. In this episode, we'll ask the questions, what is an active transportation plan, and do we need one here in Smithers? Ready? Go get your walking shoes, your bicycle, your skateboard, your snowshoes, whatever active transportation mode you choose, and let's set out.
Fragile as bodies soaring through the city on two-wheel cycles through the traffic and the people. Steering clear of the corridors and the potholes and the streetcar tracks. Tuned in to my own personal sound.
Forgive me, but for this first episode, you're going to be hearing a lot from me, so I'll occasionally add some music to make it easier. I need to set up the point of this relaunch of Totally Spoked, and set us on a path that makes sense. If you know me at all, you've seen me around town. I'm the one who rides her bicycle in all weathers, summer and winter. I have a car, but I prefer to ride my bicycle. We'll talk about that in another episode, but just know that when I travel, I always get the nickname. If we landed in Ottawa, Toronto, Kingston, Guelph, to name a few Ontario towns, you might hear, "Oh, you're the bike lady." The residents of Tehuacan, Mexico call me that because I commuted and sometimes trained with some triathlete friends in the surrounding mountains. I'm still pretty connected with the Car Free Sundays community in Jakarta, Indonesia, where they politely call me ma'am, and where my bicycle spokes held the sign, "Kita Bisa Naik Sepeda, di Jakarta." In English, that means we can all ride a bicycle. I ride in Jakarta. When I traveled to Istanbul, Turkey, I took my trusty bike. Istanbul is one of the many cities described as the City of Seven Hills. You think it's hilly here. Still, I rode my bike up and down those steep slopes, and I got the kind of reputation that I'm okay with. It's fun. When I moved to the Smithers area in 2016, I watched with some enthusiasm as an active transportation plan developed. Good for us, I thought. These plans are being developed all over the world right now, and I love that my adopted town is forward-thinking. This is a very smart move, and it's good for our reputation. We installed a few elements of the plan, and I was proud of my town council. And then, as sometimes happens with these things, the elements got watered down to accommodate drivers. On Tuesday, March 11th, town council voted 4-3 against moving forward with a contract to design a protected bike lane on 3rd Avenue. That road would be considered our east-west spine. This vote against was a surprise to many because it comes despite being a key action in our active transportation plan. Town Council had $30,000 in grant money to do the study and have been postponing this project decision for a while. The grant money expires in June. Activist and songwriter Joni Baez is famous for saying, "Action is the antidote to despair." So here we are, relaunching Totally Spoked, in an attempt to convince our good town councillors that having a solid active transportation plan has great benefits for everyone. So what is an active transportation plan? Here's the answer to our first question today. Generically, an active transportation plan is a strategy that encourages and supports the use of human-powered modes of transportation, like walking and cycling, for daily activities. In the executive summary of our plan, it states, "The most common modes across Smithers are walking, rolling, cycling, skateboarding, and rollerblading." The summary also refers to winter-based active modes like cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, kick sledding, and horseback riding. Here are the statistics referenced in the summary, on which our Active Transportation Plan, or ATP, is based. The majority of Smithers residents drive as their main community option, at 67%. About 18% of the population walks and 5% use a bicycle to commute, which numbers are higher than provincial averages, which are 6.8% walkers and 2.5% cyclists. And there's the answer to our second question. Yes, Smithers does need an Active Transportation Plan. we have higher than average numbers. Furthermore, about 78% of Smithers commuters take less than 15 minutes to get to their destinations, and 12% take between 15 and 29 minutes. The BC average is higher than that because we're a small community. I'm going to personalize these statistics and the plan's objectives to help us understand and appreciate what it means. Imagine me wanting to get into town from my home at the fairgrounds to post a letter to my 99-year-old aunt at the post office. I make that trip every Monday morning. That's about a 2.5-kilometer distance. How will I get there? ATP's aim is to improve infrastructure, policies, and programs, which will encourage active transportation for trips just like this one. The intended focus is on non-motorized transportation, so human-powered ways of getting around. To support such a strategy, active transportation plans typically involve infrastructure improvements like adding or improving sidewalks, bike lanes, and public trails. You've seen these around town. The Perimeter Trail is a great example. We've also put in bike lanes around town, some sharrows, some improvements to the sidewalks. Unsurprisingly, ATPs also involve creating policies and updating bylaws around things like parking regulations and speed limits. There are usually educational initiatives to encourage the proper and safe use of the infrastructure provided, too. This all makes sense, right? And I bet you can already see how it would benefit everyone, even people who are still using a motorized vehicle. Because, face it, not everyone can walk or ride a bike. More of the benefits in a minute. Here in Smithers, not everyone can walk or ride a bike. Lots of people visit our downtown, starting their journey from a remote location, like Hazelton, the Kispiox Valley, Witsette, or Telqua. Maybe you live on Hudson Bay Mountain, or somewhere in the Babeen Mountain Range. It's asking a lot to expect you to ride your bike into town. Like I said, I ride in from the fairgrounds, so it's only about a 2.5-kilometer distance. That's pretty easy, unless I'm collecting a large item, like a big bag of dog food or some gardening supplies. Maybe I'm making a presentation and need some stands and books. I love riding my bike into town for all the benefits we'll talk about later, but sometimes I need to drive my car. Even in my car, I'm still going to benefit from having a good active transportation plan in place. The point I want to make here is this: an ATP benefits the person, not the vehicle. That's the first controversial point that can slow this kind of conversation. It's me, Christine, that benefits. I might come into town and walk everywhere. That makes me a pedestrian. I might ride my bike in, which makes me, Christine, a cyclist. Or I might bring my car into town, and that makes me, Christine, a driver. But it's always me. To attempt to keep that controversy from spilling over into the conversation for the next 8 months, I'm going to use specific phrases. The person on foot, the person on a bicycle, the person in a car. So we focus on the person, not the vehicle. There's no size range perception, no financial advantages, no power imbalances that way. It's the same person with the same size, the same wallet, and the same amount of agency over their life. The Active Transportation Plan, or ATP, benefits the person, you and me. Now here are five ATP initiatives that you can find in a quick Google search. Build new bike lanes. This is a no-brainer. When a town designs roads for cars, it almost always includes sidewalks for pedestrians. Neither of those is suited to a bicycle or other modes of active transportation that are faster than walking, but not as fast or as big as a vehicle. So, all ATP plans are going to recommend creating dedicated spaces for people on bicycles. This isn't asking a lot, just for safety for all road users. And it's proven to make the roads operate more smoothly, making everyone's commute faster. Okay, here's another. Improve pedestrian infrastructure. I mentioned that most towns will put in sidewalks. You now want to ensure that sidewalks are safe, well-maintained, and accessible. Another one. Create multi-use pathways that can be used by people walking, people cycling, and other users. Think Railway Avenue. And a fourth, provide bike parking facilities, which ensures that once I'm in town, I have somewhere easy and safe to park my bikes. Here's one more. Implement traffic calming measures like reducing speeds and installing traffic circles. There's another point I'd like you to consider. On Highway 16, yes, there are lots of safety implementations to get you from A to B without an accident, but your main focus is always going to be on speed. You want to drive those long distances as quickly as possible. On Smithers Town roads, that should never be the focus. It should always be about safety, like these initiatives, like our plan's vision, like the five big moves that I'll talk about in a minute. They all reference safety. And why is that? Well, a big reason is that there are all ages trying to get from A to B in town on a variety of chosen modes of transportation. Children don't drive, and they don't need to be driven everywhere either. One of the best parts of my childhood was learning to ride a bicycle so I had independence. I could get myself from A to B. I was relying on my town council and my fellow citizens to ensure that my commute was safe, accessible, and efficient. Well, and fun. Our children in Smithers deserve no less. Now let's think about how an active transportation plan benefits Smithereens. These plans typically set out with some lofty goals and objectives. Here are just a few of them. Improve health and well-being by encouraging physical activity. Reduce traffic congestion, obviously by reducing the number of cars on the road. Reduce emissions by encouraging a smaller carbon footprint. Create vibrant and inviting spaces with lots of green space. Improve accessibility, ensuring that everyone, including people with disabilities, can get from A to B. Enhance connectivity by creating connections between neighborhoods, schools, workplaces, parks, and so on. And the best part for me is these plans make my streets safer. All of these goals and objectives apply to our Smithers Active Transportation Plan. And I want to turn to that particular plan now. So what does our Active Transportation Plan look like? Our plan was launched in November 2019. Its vision is as follows. Smithers strives to support residents of all ages and abilities by choosing to travel by foot and all other forms of active mobility to safely and efficiently get to where they need to go. Our future network is safe, cohesive, and enjoyable, regardless of the season. Active transportation connects Smithers' local and rural residents and plays a foundational role in contributing to community health and overall quality of life. Notice the word safe appears twice there. The plan recommends what the designers call the five big moves, under which are 42 actions that will achieve the vision and goals set out. Here are the five big moves. 1. Implement a protected bike lane on 3rd Avenue from Queen to King Street. 2. Designate King to Main Street as the north-south cycling spine. 3. Address the missing link on Railway Avenue. 4. Develop a bike count program. And 5. Improve safety at all Highway 16 crossings. I want to go back to our plan's very first goal, to improve safety and accessibility of all active transportation users. The point of all these five big moves is to improve safety for road users. The group 8 to 80 advocates for better city infrastructure around the world that would encourage people of all ages, from 8 to 80, to be able to get from A to B safely under their own steam. To improve safety, that's really important. I'm 67, so considered an older adult. I have friends who attend high school at Smithers Secondary and some who attend elementary school at Muheim. They're both on 3rd Avenue. I ran into a 5-year-old friend, Hunter, the other day. He wants to be able to ride his bike, well, accompanied by his mom, from the Lake Catlin area into the Edge Learning Center. My business friend, Allie Howard, wants to see maintained infrastructure like bikes and sidewalks so her customers can get to her shop, Nature's Pantry. Safety is really important to all of these Smithereens. We're going to keep coming back to this goal, to improve safety. To wrap my head around active transportation plans again, I borrowed the only two books that the Smithers Public Library had on this topic, The Practical Cyclist by Chip Haynes and Every Cyclist's Guide to Canadian Law by Christopher Waters. Both are excellent reads, and both are available through the library. To boost our library's collection, I'm planning to donate my personal copy of Curbing Traffic by Melissa and Chris Bruntlett once I reread it. It's important to know what's happening elsewhere and to understand what's working and why.
I mean, if there's a listener-supported radio station, it means that people can get
daily, every day, a different way of looking at the world. Not just what the corporate media want you to see, but a different picture, different understanding, but a different picture, a different understanding. Not only can you hear it, but you can participate in it. You can add your own thoughts, you know, and you can learn something and so on. Well, that's the way, people become human, you know. That's the way you become human participants in a social and political system.
You are listening to Totally Spoked on CICK 93.9 FM, and I'm Christine Bruce. Before the break, I talked about what an active transportation plan is, both generically, and what ours here in Smithers looks like. Now, I want to bring Mayor Gladys Attrill into the conversation to get her take on it. As I said earlier in the episode, something happened at a recent town council meeting involving a key part of our active transportation plan, suggesting that councillors would prefer to not offer public engagement opportunities around it. I'm going to ask Mayor Attrill about that and about what happens next. A revolution that keeps me arriving. Mayor Attrill, I really appreciate your time. Let's begin with, Town Council adds the plan, the Active Transportation Plan, to regular meeting agenda when part of the plan is scheduled to be put in place. Again, here are the five big moves that the plan recommends we work on. Designate King to Main Street as the north-south cycling spine. Address the missing link in Railway Avenue. Develop a bike count program. Improve safety at all Highway 16 crossings. And implement a protected bike lane on 3rd Avenue from Queen to King. This is also known as the East-West Spine. So very briefly, let's talk about the successes. Since the inception of the plan in November 2019, we now have a north-south cycling spine, which is used a lot. Why do we want these spines? Why does it matter to have these?
Well, it's going to matter to some more than others, but I think the idea is to know that on those particular spines, there will be extra protection afforded to the cyclists. Of course, a cyclist is free to use any road they want, as is a pedestrian, as are those in vehicles. But when we designate certain areas as protected, I think it will give more comfort to those knowing that this little piece of the landscape is particularly noted for active transportation. So from little ones to seniors to people who are riding their bikes all the time. So there's just a notation that this is going to be more noted for you and in all likelihood safer for you.
Okay. And I also want to add that the way it's been chosen here, they're both really useful spines. They've chosen streets that most people are going to use anyway. It's not out of the way, so it's very convenient for anyone using active transportation because that's the route they probably would have taken with the car, too. They're good routes. This is a good plan.
Yep, I don't disagree with you.
I know we have a multi-use path on Railway. Is that what they mean by the missing link on Railway? Are they talking about that little bit at Railway Avenue where that multi-use path sort of ends and there's half a block into Elks Park? That's not really designated. Is that what they mean by the missing link?
So staff provided a little bit of background. I mean, the plan, you know, has been around for a while. So some of the details on the plan fade away after a while in my brain. So the missing link is a section of railway between King and Manitoba adjacent to the CN line.
Right.
So it's where the oil company land were. And so right now cyclists have to use the vehicle lanes or the paved shoulders. So that's the missing link, just where the land is difficult.
Okay. What about the bike count program? I don't know if I've ever heard of this. I know we've done counts over the years, but I don't know if we have a program. Do we?
We don't have a fulsome program. It's going to be included, or a bike count will be done later this year with the Cycle 16 project, so our connector. So we'll use that as a reason to do some bike counting and get a handle on, you know, how utilized is the path.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you want to know whether the thing you put into place and spent all this time and money on is used.
Although some things, you know, I am also a person that lets anecdotes guide me, and I can see people using pathways. So it's a good time, though, because it's new, mm-hmm. and to see if we're connecting people well or that people know about it, or do we have to share more information for them.
Right. And also, it helps people to realize that it's there and that people are using it so that more people will use it,
mm-hmm.
right?
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, improve safety at all Highway 16 crossings.
In a couple of places, so particularly Main Street, that was one where there was some, where it was pointed out often that there was trouble with cyclists being able to cross the road there, staying on the bikes. So now there are the cyclist buttons that are there. I'm not sure
right.
if you've seen them.
So right.
that is there, so installed at Main and King. So those two were done.
There's also one at, 16th, where BB Wholesale is? It's not as, I mean, you have to climb up onto the...
Yeah, so it's not like the one that you see on Main Street where it's accessible
from... It's accessible right
yeah.
away on the road, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think lots of traffic lights in many cities have push buttons, but particularly on Main Street, the complaint was that people had to dismount To get up there, okay. Or else they were riding their bikes up on the sidewalk. So okay. That's been addressed.
And you can also trigger those. You know, if you stay on the road, you can trigger a light change.
Yeah, there was some comment about finding exactly the right spot.
Yes.
And whether or not you were heavy enough.
Well, that's true of every city.
Right. So.
Okay, the other complaint that I've heard is that it's easy to get missed when traffic's pulling off the highway. With those trees, people don't see pedestrians, and I know that they always feel unsafe at that crossing, whether they've got a light to push or not.
Which crossing are you talking about?
So talking about it the Safeway when you're coming across into town.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that from different folks in all kinds of vehicles. And, you know, some of it, Christine, and this is the piece that we at Town Hall can't control, is that there is an expectation that people will behave legally. And so that means when you come to a light, you're going to stop. When you come to a stop sign, you're going to stop, that you're actually going to look to see if there's anyone coming. And so, you know, I suppose we could mow everything down. But at the same time, people are expected to drive well, ride well, and walk well, and look out for themselves and others. So I think that's really the message. Behave appropriately and look for people when you come to intersections.
I agree. I think that this plan is so beautifully written, but it doesn't take into account the human factor. And that's where we sometimes get into trouble. So we need to have conversations, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the last one. In March, the East-West Spine was scheduled to be properly studied and implemented, and that didn't go as planned at the council meeting. Do you want to give the details on that?
Well, I don't think there's, you know, a whole lot extra to say. That King to Queen on 3rd has been difficult for council for a while, and I can't really give voice to how long, but you know, a while, a couple of years. There's been concern about the amount of traffic that's on that road, about the number of businesses, the impact to business, trying to figure out how we're going to make all this happen on one road. And so there was an intention to do some community engagement, and at the end of the day, when the time came to vote, council on balance made the decision that they weren't interested in discussing that portion at all. And so that engagement is not going to happen. And now staff are going to go back and take a look at the plan and, you know, rejig. So I don't think, you know, even though I perhaps felt, you know, a bit more bleak at the time, my understanding from staff is that they're going to use this as an opportunity to take a look at the active transportation plan and figure out what are the next steps. What do we need to look at in total? And how to bring it back to the council table. But at the end of the day, council made the decision that it wasn't interested in discussing that portion, and with it went the engagement.
You personally advocated really hard for its implementation. I was watching that meeting and shouting at my computer when it went that direction. You knew the potential for the outcome, and why were you such a strong advocate? Why does this matter to you? Is it a personal thing, or is it just because you're the mayor and you need to keep people on track? Like, I was really impressed.
Well, thank you. I think because it was an engagement process, I think council had made their voice clear that they weren't interested in hearing about that spine going down that section, Queen to King. And I was hoping we could still do the engagement to find out, you know, with that decision made, what else might the community be interested in? But in fact, again, council on balance decided that they didn't want to talk about it that way at this time. And so, you know, once, you know, you asked, why does it matter to me? Because the engagement mattered. And I thought we might gain some insight, even with it being clear that that particular route wasn't desired. However, you know, in this game, you win some, you lose some. Mm-hmm. And when council makes the decision, that is the decision that we all abide by.
Right. Agreed. That's what a democracy is, yeah. Right? So where are we with this element of the plan? Can it still be considered and implemented? And I understand that in June, we stand to lose $30,000 in funding. Is that correct?
Yeah, the funding will be returned. It was time dated. Oh. So the funding for that portion, that project will be, I think, has been returned.
Oh. So if we don't, and I asked you this question before we started recording, we do not at the moment have a committee studying this. It's all staff working on it. Can we resurrect the committee? Can someone like me get into this group of staff who are discussing? Because I have a vested interest in this, and I want to make sure that I understand what direction they're taking. And also, I've discovered over the years that when people who don't feel they have, if they don't ever walk, or they don't ever ride a bike, or they're not skateboarders, they don't see it the same way. And then the direction can go pear-shaped pretty fast. So I'd like to kind of have a little hand in that and make sure that we're on the right path. Even if we don't go the direction I want it to go, I want to make sure that it doesn't just fall off the table.
So there's always room for citizen engagement, in my view. I mean, I think right now we have to acknowledge the work that staff is doing. So there are some pretty big projects that are going to happen that will also have a benefit to those who are walking, using mobility devices, or riding their bikes. And that's our, you know, the phase zero of Cycle 16, the connector in town that will bring people to the Fulton Avenue pathway. We're going to be redoing Princess, and it's going to have a multi-use pathway as well. So I think, first of all, we have to acknowledge that there's some really good things that are happening.
Agreed.
And at the same time, staff are going to take a look at the active transportation plan and try to make some recommendations to council on the next steps. So I think, you know, if citizens are interested, this is the time to take note. And when that comes back to council, that's probably a moment in time for folks that are interested in whatever active transportation means to them to have their, you know, eyeballs up, be looking around, think of what will work in the meantime, you know, look about town. What is going to make sense? What are the paths that could work? You know, instead of, and I've fallen into this trap before too, instead of only thinking about what we don't have, what do we have and how can we make it better? And there's a lot of energy among, you know, that particular cohort in town. So let's just gather the energy, think about it, take this time to sort of look about the community. What else could we do? And then when it's the right time, hopefully later this year, there might be an opportunity to feed that back to council. But I think we can't discount how busy staff are going to be this year in part working on additional active transportation pathways. So there's some good work coming as well.
And this will be considered, this spine. They will be considering this and other options.
Well, I think a way to cross town needs to be considered. I think, you know, unless there's some incredible change, council's been pretty clear where it won't go. So it will be up to us collectively then to figure out, well, what alternates do we have or what case can be made? So I think right now is probably a good time just to really consider what the options are for those that want to see some designated pathways, you know, ride around, walk around, figure out what might work and just be ready with that. Mm-hmm. And but I think right now probably is not exactly the right time to bring this back to council. I think anytime citizens are welcome to let people, I mean, that's what we do. We hear from people and we respond based as a collective, like, what do we think the best decision at the moment is? That is democracy. But it is, you know, it's just the right time for people to get out. What might work? What do you like? Make some notes, take some pictures, and be ready to share that with us when we're ready to talk about the active transportation plan again.
Gladys, I see you downtown walking regularly, and I want to applaud this behavior because it makes you more accessible and it means you have some investment in our active transportation plan. And I think we all need mayors like you in our towns. Thank you.
Thanks, that's very kind.
I can still remember my dad teaching me to ride on a gravel road, coming in for dinner with bloodied knees and elbows and a big grin on both my face and my dad's. I'd been initiated into the worlds of self-propulsion and independence. From there, I rode everywhere. The world opened up for me, and I was only in grade one. It still does. I don't wait for perfect weather, because I'm one of those people who ride a bike all year long, in all weathers. That means that I need to be enabled to ride from A to B. I need there to be connectivity, obvious routes to get me to my destination and home again. I need less traffic congestion, especially as a child or an older person, but for anyone really. I want my routes to be accessible and beautiful, but mostly, I need my routes to be safe. So, according to Mayor Attrell, the missing link on Railway Avenue hasn't yet been addressed. We don't have a bike count program, and the east-west spine at 3rd Avenue, which was supposed to be studied with public engagement this year, has been set aside for further consideration by staff only. What we have now is a watered-down version of the original active transportation plan in Smithers. What I want is a world-class active transportation plan that allows everyone to get from A to B safely, efficiently, and easily. Watching that March council meeting, it was clear to me that council was uncomfortable with the idea of public engagement regarding the King to Queen element of the 3rd Avenue spine. I've watched a lot of ATPs develop over the years. Some have enormous successes, while others have done poorly. Often, the deciding factor is whether the public is allowed to give input. When community decisions are made from the bottom up rather than the top down, they're more likely to succeed. You get more buy-in from the community, for one thing, and people aren't going to use what you give them unless they consider it safe. Mayor Attrell invited us as a town to give feedback in future. Well, let's consider this relaunch of Totally Spoke your opportunity to say what you want for our active transportation plan. What do you want? I'd love to hear your take on what we discussed. You can call the CICK station at 250-847-8769 and leave a message. I've also relaunched Totally Spoke on CICK on Facebook. Meanwhile, watch for me around town. I'm initiating several bike-friendly projects to demonstrate just how much value they add to events and businesses, and I'm going to have a survey going. The first event you'll see in town is a bike ballet chorale at the Smithers Pride event in June. We'll talk more about that next episode. And that's it for this week for Totally Spoke on CICK 93.9 FM in Smithers, BC. I'm Christine Bruce, and I thank you for listening. I also want to thank Mayor Gladys Attrell for being willing to share her thoughts on the Smithers Active Transportation Plan. Next week, is there a gap between perception and reality? And does perception matter more than reality when it comes to active transportation? I'm hoping to discuss this further with my friend Debbie Wellwood. And I'm going to invite someone from the Smithers Pride Committee to talk about having Bike Ballet at their downtown event in June. See you then, active transportation bunnies. Bicycle,